you know, with the Lord's help, nothing's too late. You know, he's great at resurrecting things from the dead, and including relationships that have grown cold or angry.
How true. Conflict in relationships is something we all deal with. And today on the Lighthouse Report, Tim Downs, who has written about that, is our guest.
We talk about conflict as a game without rules, and that it's important to agree on what your rules for a conflict will be. But what's most important is your attitude, because if you've got a bad attitude, there are no rules that are going to hold your temper in check. So we tell couples, you really need to take a look at your heart and ask whether you can get your anger under control, whether you've got an attitude of humility, whether you can bring a sense of humor to play, which is one of the best qualities I think a couple can have. It's not just about rules. It's about your mental attitude, too.
And as Jesus reminds us in the Lord's Prayer, forgiveness is a two-way street. In fact, freedom comes through forgiveness.
Someone once said to refuse to forgive is like swallowing poison and waiting for the other guy to die. You need to try to forgive so that you don't become a bitter and angry person. Now, it's a whole lot easier to forgive when someone has offered you a generous apology. But even when they don't, you can make an effort to forgive. So what we tell couples is you can forgive all by yourself. Just one of you is necessary. But when you want to actually reconcile and restore, it really takes both of you.
And trusting God for restoration is essential.
We tell people, you know, God can do anything, and we know many couples who have seen relationships just completely reverse, just completely turn around. So have hope, you know, hang in there, and God can do it.
God can do it. Now that's encouraging. I'm Steve Douglas.